Aditi Shah is a 28-year-old blind programmer from Mumbai who has successfully completed a master's degree in computer science and cybersecurity from the prestigious Georgia Tech in the United States. Now, Aditi works as an engineer with Microsoft and continues to support and inspire young women to pursue a career in STEM. However, her journey wasn't without its challenges, and to tell me more about it, Aditi joins me on the line now. Hello.
Hello.
So you're currently working with Microsoft, and that's amazing. But how are you finding the job, and what exactly do you do?
So I work as a data scientist with the Microsoft Security Response Center team, where I use machine learning to draw insights and create some automations based off their security data. And the job is great. Microsoft is one of the most inclusive companies on the planet. They are very open to taking feedback on accessibility. They have a lot of internal accessibility standards that they follow. So it's overall a very inclusive and accessible environment.
So let's take things back a little bit, because you're in this great job right now that's very accessible and really good for what you're doing, but things weren't always as easy, because when you were initially trying to take your career in this direction, you came across a lot of obstacles.
Yeah, I am born and brought up in Mumbai in India. When I lost my vision at the age of 15, I had this dream that I wanted to have a career in IT, and there were like a hell lot of challenges that came between that dream. The first challenge was like people wouldn't believe that a blind student can study math and science. I had to like go around institutions, you know, trying to explain that, hey, you know, there are alternatives, there are ways that enable me to do it. But there was a lot of stigma and prejudice around it. I somehow managed to get into a bachelor's in information technology program. And again, there were a bunch of challenges, because in India, there wasn't any accommodations for students with disabilities. There weren't any study material that was made accessible for me. So I had to spend a lot of time and energy trying to scan physical books, then working with my parents or some friends. So it was almost like I was spending 80% of my energy just preparing the study material and then actually studying them. Somehow that struggle really prepared me for the life ahead. And I not just completed that course, I actually topped every semester at my college. And then, you know, came the time when I had to apply for jobs. And regardless of the very strong academic record, no company was ready to interview me. They wouldn't believe that a blind person could code. I finally managed to get a job with a cybersecurity startup. So I also did a master's in information technology parallelly with working at the startup. And soon I fell in love with cybersecurity as a field. And I left to go to Georgia Tech to do a master's in cybersecurity. Then there was a bit of a struggle there, because I had never lived alone. And coming this far from home, trying to not just adjust to a different kind of education system, a different culture, a different country, but also, you know, just getting a little more independent in terms of mobility, in terms of cooking and all of that.
Did you receive any support when you came over?
So Georgia Tech did have an Office of Disability Services. They provided me a bunch of accommodations in terms of, you know, a pick-up and drop facility that would pick me up from the on-campus housing and drop me closer to the campus. They provided me some O&M facility where I could learn my way to my classes beginning of every semester.
And you're also involved with a particular nonprofit organization. It's called VisionAid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So VisionAid is a Boston-based NGO. They actually work for blind and visually impaired back in India, especially people who come from remote parts of India, rural areas and all of that. So they have a range of programs, including developing and providing low vision aids. They also provide a lot of rehabilitation programs. They actually train blind people on every possible life skill, from mobility to using computers.
And you're actually even helping and giving back to that organization, and you're helping other women as well.
Yeah, so I work with them as a trainer when required. Sometimes I mentor, especially I'm really passionate about, you know, encouraging more girls to get into STEM. I spent some time volunteering, and Microsoft has a giving program. Basically, they match my volunteer time with donations.
And why do you think there aren't as many visually impaired or blind women studying STEM subjects or going into careers in that area?
I think, first of all, what happens is that there are accessibility challenges. Like, specifically, if I talk about India, like, studying STEM is not a very smooth journey. It is becoming better now with a lot of technology that's coming up. Then there is all the stigma that comes around with blind people not have pursued STEM careers traditionally. So all of that put together, and then being a girl, there are other challenges. Sometimes if you want a successful career in STEM, you might have to relocate, you might have to, you know, go to a different city. That's what I'm doing right now. So all of that looks a little scary for girls and, you know, for their parents. So there's all these hurdles in the way. Like, most of them are imaginary or very paranoia-based hurdles, which I believe I'm able to motivate girls based off my example to break apart.
What words of encouragement would you give to all the young girls out there thinking and considering studying STEM?
I would say, if you look at the entire journey, it looks a little scary. But if you just look at what's next that I want to do, it becomes easier. When I decided that I wanted to go to a school in the US, I didn't really think too much about it. I just thought that, okay, let me go there. Let me see. Worst case, I'll come back. So you have to take that leap of faith and just believe in yourself and be ready to work a little extra hard and step out of their comfort zones.
Engineer with Microsoft, Aditi Shah, I hope more young women follow in your footsteps. But in the meantime, thank you for your time and for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me here.